Well, from everybody this morning, it's a little bit cooler today. Should be happier faces, perhaps because of the rain. Yeah, so it's all good. So as we were praying out there this morning, we noticed that the rain in parts of our country has brought tragedy as well, hasn't it? And grief for a lot. But it has also brought a lot of relief for a lot of other people too. I just want to begin with reading Psalm 34, which is a psalm by David, and the psalms express a lot of what was on a man's heart. and a lot of times it expresses what's on our hearts and the way that we find life. And the way we need to speak with our Lord. And so I want to begin with Psalm 34. I bless God every chance I get. My lungs expand with his praise. And this is after David's writing this, after he had got away from Abimelech and he had outwitted him. So he's a praise here. Join me in spreading the news. Together, let's get the word out. God met me with more than halfway. He freed me from my anxious fears. Look at him. Give him your warmest smile. Never hide your feelings from him. When I was desperate, I called out, and God got me out of a tight spot. God's angel sets up a circle of protection around us while we pray. Open your mouth and taste. Open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who run to him. And this morning I think we had God setting up a circle around us when we're praying up here. Jim Lamb just blessed us all with God's presence and speaking his blessing into each one of our lives. And so, you know, God sets up a circle of protection around us when we pray. Worship God if you want the best. Worship opens doors to all his goodness. Young lions on the prowl get hungry, but God seekers are full of God. Come, children, listen closely. I will give you a lesson in God worship. Who out there has a lust for life? Can't wait each day for it to come upon beauty. Guard your tongue from profanity, and no more lying through your teeth. Turn back on sin. Do something good. Embrace peace. Don't let it get away. God keeps an eye on his friends. His ears pick up every moan and groan. God won't put up with rebels. He'll cull them from the pack. Is anyone crying for help? God is listening, ready to rescue you. If your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. If you're kicked in the gut, he'll help you catch your breath. Disciples so often get into trouble. Still, God is there every time. He's your bodyguard, shielding every bone. Not even a finger gets broken. The wicked commit slow suicide. They waste their lives hating the good. God pays for each slave's freedom. No one who runs to him loses out. May God add his understanding and his blessing to the reading of his word today. We're going to sing, Great is thy faithfulness. Great is God's faithfulness to us.
Thank you.
psalm that we read. Declaring the faithfulness of God. And, all we needed was provided by God. So let's join together and pray together to our Lord. Father, we put ourselves under your covering today. We reach out and take hold of your promises, your laws today, and we weave them into our everyday life so that we can enjoy your presence. Thank you that it is you who has made this possible for us to walk and talk with you, as you did with Adam and Eve, the way you created us to be. Thank you that you have dealt with all our jealousy, our envy, our selfish desires. We place them in your hands and replace them with your laws and your promises. Thank you that you are so faithful. Thank you for the rain, for the blessing that it has brought our area here, that it was soft enough to soak in. But Father, we do pray for those upon whom it has wreaked disaster and brought grief. We pray for help for them. We pray that they will be able to turn to you and find comfort and find help and the help of others to overcome the devastation that has been brought in their lives. Father God, we just praise you today. I ask that you would join with me in saying the prayer that our Lord taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Notices? We've got our start service next weekend, and it's going to be at Steve and Judy's, and remember to bring food and camp chairs, so if you want to be able to sit down other than perhaps on the grass or something, bring a chair to sit on. That'll be my interpretation of that request. We've got we've got a thank you from Bruce Morris, who represents Tear Fund for the fundraising part of Tear Fund in New Zealand, and so for our Christmas offering. So just passing on a Tear Fund thanks for that. It'll be Keith Hooker, who's the minister at Calvin, his last Sunday today, he and his wife, and is there an invitation to lunch? Is that the story? Because they'll be having their service now, so yes. It's a bit late for that. But you can go for lunch to farewell them, if you like. Managers' meeting is this Wednesday, isn't it? 8 o'clock at Waikato. Yeah. So those are the notices. And the rest will be on your email. Now, birthdays and celebrations, that's a more positive one. Have we got any birthdays or celebrations this past week?
We had a celebration the week before we were here.
Right.
Anniversary.
Anniversary?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was a really good week to have an anniversary. Well, because we celebrated our anniversary that week. So how many years is that?
59.
59, very good. Yeah. I think I was mentioning that, yeah, there's been a few celebrations along with the Patterson's, where's his name? They were 63 years a week, a couple of weeks before, weren't they? And all.
So,
yeah. Ron and Dulce. Got it, yeah. So it's great to celebrate these times. So, well, we can sing our celebration songs.